I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The new comedy Dodgeball, A True Underdog, opens in theaters this weekend. This movie is only part of Dodgeball's rebound in popularity. Tonight, cable television network GSN debuts Extreme Dodgeball. That's a new series that goofs on the sport in its own peculiar way. Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein wonders why this red rubber menace is bouncing back.
Several years ago, the National Association for Sport and Physical Education decreed that dodgeball had no place in public schools. Then what could explain the sport's resurgence among the generation it once traumatized? Perhaps there's the naughty thrill that comes with breaching the ban, kind of like being a bootlegger during Prohibition. GSN, a cable network formerly known as Game Show Network, resurrects dodgeball in the form of an adult league of 8 teams. There's an indoor court and plenty of rules, but Extreme Dodgeball doesn't take itself too seriously. Each team has its own wacky theme, like Silent but Deadly, a team of mimes whose makeup proves remarkably resistant to rubber streaks. There's even the certified public assassins, accountants who play in sleeveless suits and ties. But as the first episode of Extreme Dodgeball teaches us, the nerds who once cowered in the corners are now accountants with cannons for throwing arms. Here's Extreme sportscasters Bill Dwyer and Zach Selwyn with the play-by-play.
There's another kill for Costanza.
Great dodge by Tobias McKinney. It's fun to see the big guy leap.
Animal needs to get into this game and not get out of it.
That's it.
Tobias takes him out. This could be a quick 2-0 win for the CPA.
Joining Dwyer and Selwyn as a sideline reporter is Jerry Manthe, who you might remember from a past season of Survivor. GSN has become something of a refuge for fallen reality stars. Some of its other shows feature Malena Scantlin of Average Joe and Evan Marriott of Joe Millionaire. It's nice to know there's a place these people can ride out the rest of fame's 15 minutes. Extreme Dodgeball takes a few liberties with the sport, too. There's a regeneration button that hangs high above opposite ends of the field. When a team with one player left throws the ball at the button, his or her teammates can all get back in the game. And then there's dead man walking, which designates one player on each team to wear an orange headband. If that player gets hit with the ball, the game is over. For dodgeball fanatics who might argue these innovations taint the integrity of the game, I can't help but ask, what integrity? Dodgeball was always a torture technique masquerading as a gym class exercise. Unless the Olympics accept dodgeball, and hey, if badminton qualifies, anything's possible, a purist has no leg to stand on. In a sport that never really was much of a sport at all, nothing is out of bounds.
Oh, it's over!
That's it! That's it! A quick game! No love, no respect! You know, security guards don't get much respect in their actual life, and they didn't get it here on our dodgeball.
That review of Extreme Dodgeball by Andrew Wallenstein. He covers television for The Hollywood Reporter, and he's television critic for Day to Day.